Rodrigo de la Barra speaking. Now, good morning, everyone. Thank you again for joining us today, and thank you for your dedication and efforts and sending us your projects and proposals and comments. I would like to start with the meeting by sharing with you this document, the new structure. There's nothing new regarding content. However, we have only changed the shape or form of the document, as you must have realized. So, we have a mind map or concept map showing the work we have done regarding methodology, so that a reader may realize and see how we have been working in terms of steps or sequences. May I kindly ask you to mute your computers because there's an echo on the line. Thank you. We then move on to the vision. We had two questions that we addressed during the retreat. What are we looking for or seeking as a region, and why is it important that ICANN considers the needs of our region in its strategic planning? Then we have the key areas of interest, the four key areas of interest. And after that, we have a small cover page . Maybe you can mute your microphones and speakers because there's an echo on the line. Rodrigo speaking, maybe the sound quality is better now. Thank you. So, I have worked on each of the key areas of interest. I have designed a map in which I link strategic objectives. I took the main ideas from the strategic objectives we had defined, and I related that with the main key area. After that, we had a template per objective where we define the objective, of course, and after that, we have the indicators underneath, followed by projects. We will now give the floor to Eduardo and Andres so that they can explain or describe their projects. This is what I'm showing now is just for the purposes of structure of the document. So we continued working along the same lines for each of the projects within each of the key areas of interest. Then we have the second key area of interest, capacity building and outreach with the different projects, just for us to have a bird's eye view. As I told you in my prior email, the version I circulated incorporated the documents that we had received from team number 2, outreach and capacity building, and team 4, dealing with economic issues. After that, team number 2 sent a document that came in handy to enhance the text, and then I circulated that version. Yesterday, we received material from Eduardo. He sent us a document with suggestions from his team, and this is what I am displaying right now on the screen. And I also received material from team number 3, the team dealing with operations made up by Vanda, Alejandro, Antoni, and also Andres sent me an email. I did not have the time to upload that material, but when the opportunity arises, we will ask Andres for his help. He will let us know about that material and his vision. So if there are no further or no comments, I would like to give the floor to Eduardo and to Andres or any member of the team dealing with political issues so that they can update us on the projects they have proposed. Eduardo, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Rodrigo speaking. Eduardo, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Eduardo speaking. Can you hear me? Good. Excellent. So, Eduardo speaking. First of all, I want to congratulate you, Rodrigo, for compiling this document and for defining actions and specific objectives very swiftly. I think this helps forward the position voiced by Alex on the last day of our retreat so that we don't miss the wood for the tree in terms of strategic vision. Now, regarding the work of Team One specifically, unfortunately, we in the team, in the group, have had or have been facing a rather complex working agenda because we have been attending international meetings and we have overlapped in those meetings, so we haven't had the opportunity to jointly address these topics. Today, we have a brainstorming for the group, and we will gladly share this with the rest of the team because we welcome enriching ideas and contributions, of course. So we have an idea of some projects against the backdrop of the objectives that we have defined. So we do not have a team's position, but a proposal which is summarized, and I have seen an email by Andres indicating his approval, and I haven't been able to contact Hartmut or Victor. We haven't been able to work together so far. But this is still a project under construction for us. However, I will gladly describe the idea underlying what I was saying before, in case I haven't been clear enough. We have an initial objective, that is to strengthen the existing commitment between ICANN and the regional organizations, not only for joint actions, but for other purposes as well. So we have a first project, or we thought about a first project, that is to plan joint actions and programs involving ICANN and each of the organizations, considering the interests of each of them. But we have to see ICANN as a co-participant, co-coordinator of these meetings. This creates a shared commitment between ICANN and the regional organizations in order to work in a relevant fashion. Regarding specific objectives or projects entailing regional organizations, well, I could deal with LAC-TLD, but this is not only about LAC-TLD, but about other organizations such as LACNIC or regional intellectual property organizations and end users associations, etc., that would enable us somehow to consider a change in the relationship between ICANN and these organizations for the purposes of joint endeavors. Now, in the second item, we see that we should favor the engagement of these organizations, regional organizations, within or in ICANN's meetings, regional meetings. So we could think of a special chapter or system in entailing fellowships to encourage the participation of these stakeholders to create institutional engagement spaces that will foster interchange with other regional organizations against the backdrop of ICANN. By way of example, let me tell you that we, as registries, regional organizations, believe it or not, in the past, we have had no joint meetings within the ICANN framework and the meetings thereof. We meet informally to exchange ideas among managers, etc. Now, for the Beijing meeting, we have already proposed activities aiming at a joint meeting on the agenda. This will favor the commitment of regional organizations and ICANN in interpreters apologize. There is an interference in the line. Interpreters apologize. Rodrigo interfering. There's an issue with audio. And by the way, Adigo, maybe you can help us because there's an echo on the line. Eduardo, sorry for the interruption. Eduardo speaking again. No problem at all. I think I have run out of time. Eduardo's still speaking. So that would help create this link and this commitment from ICANN and from the organizations and guarantee that regional organizations can help this permeability and commitment of the regional community against the ICANN backdrop. So, I think it was in order to change the indicators for those projects, and I think that is still to be done because at the end of the day, the indicators aimed at aspirations or ideas or a range of possibilities that we explored in the Montevideo retreat when we still did not know specifically what to do regarding each of these actions. So this is still pending, I mean, project development. Now, let me continue. And let me highlight how to create regional interest groups to strengthen commitment and to include more members within these interest groups in Latin America and in the region so that they can participate in areas related to ICANN or topics related to ICANN. So I thought about stimulating ISPs and intellectual property associations, industrial associations, by bringing together ICANN and the local CCs. And that is related to strengthening a regional office and the regional organization for Latin America so that we could have an ICANN representative working together with a local representative. I wrote CCTLD because this is a sort of weakness of mine, if you will. But we may have other local stakeholders working together with ICANN, helping ICANN knock on all these doors and explore with them the importance of their participation in global initiatives regarding the management and handling of critical internet resources. That's another project. This is Andrea speaking, Eduardo, if I may. This is Rodrigo speaking. I have Tony and Fatima asking for the floor, so please let us finish listening to Eduardo, and then we will proceed with the list of speakers. Thank you. So, Eduardo speaking. We have the third group of objectives, that is 1.3, and that was to facilitate the allocation of resources to guarantee the stability, security, and resiliency of CCTLDs. Well, we basically suggest the following. We have discussed this with other regional organizations. Well, we should have a team, a stable and available team to face crisis situations in the region. This is for the purposes of avoiding lengthy and prolonged drops that may affect a significant group of end users. And I think this would focus on a specific drop in CCTLD operations. So ICANN would be focused on the creation of this group to face these emergency situations, and LACTLD could coordinate efforts to work on the deployment of specific actions. As I said before, at the beginning of this conference call, this is just a brainstorming. This is just putting in black and white ideas that we believe could at least draw people's attention. So, to me, 1.3 is basically about continue doing what we're already doing in a more structured way, that is to strengthen the training program, to strengthen CCTLD technical operations, having LACNIC, LACTLD, ICANN, and ISOC's commitment, which we have had to date and which has been beneficial. So I believe this should be an ongoing endeavor. Rodrigo, please go back to the prior slide. Excuse me, to the one, the blank page or slide. Thank you. So, personally, I don't know how to handle this, I have to admit. That is, to achieve recognition in the region of the DNS industry as a separate industry. I still wonder or question this internally. I wonder whether we should have this strategic objective. Because when trying to think or when thinking about specific projects for this strategic objective, nothing came to mind. So maybe we should reconsider maintaining this 1.4 strategic objective. Inasmuch as we have not been able to come up with indicators, and we need to find specific projects. Let us move on to the following item, please. The last strategic objective is to ensure accountability of organizations that receive ICANN funding, so that when regional organizations receive ICANN funding, they should be accountable for that funding. So I believe this should come from ICANN. On ICANN's website, we should have this information made publicly available, indicating how much money or how much support was received, funding and support received, and what has been done with that. This is in the interest of transparency, and it would entail additional participation from ICANN and from other organizations. So this information should be publicly available, at least on ICANN's website and on the recipient organization's website. Well, that is all from my part regarding political aspects or issues. So I now give the floor to Andres. Rodrigo speaking. Thank you, Eduardo. Yes, you were right. The projects are very good, but after listening to your explanation, I was able to take down notes of your comments, which I think are very positive. Tony was asking for the floor. So, Tony, go ahead, please. You have the floor. This is Tony speaking. Are you hearing me? Tony Harris speaking. My line was muted, sorry. I do not want to overlook Eduardo's comments, some of his comments, which I believe are very important. And as far as I recall, I also mentioned those in comments in Toronto. For instance, targeted fellowships that he mentioned, that Eduardo mentioned, I believe that is fundamental. We have to focus initially on guaranteeing that certain entities or certain organizations with an important outreach effect on a regional scale should approach ICANN. And we have to make sure that happens. Maybe we have to fund their participation in a meeting, and we have to introduce them to that event. And I think that is worth doing. I do not want to overlook the NGO sector. I don't know if Eduardo mentioned them, but I was engaged in a market research in Buenos Aires for the PIR, and I was surprised to see how many NGOs we have only in Argentina, small, medium, and large NGOs, many of which had not or had only registered a .com.ar domain because they thought that was the only available opportunity, and the new TLDs will give them far wider opportunities for them to have a domain that is closely related to the NGO's remit. And finally, regarding DNS as a separate industry, I believe that In fact, and if I understood Fadi's message correctly, when I was in Los Angeles in January, I think that we need to have ICANN's global activities recognized as a specific activity in CITs, especially the DNS activities, and not just as one ingredient within internet governance. That is the object of political crossfire. At the end of the day, this is an industry, and it's about what the registries and registrars do. So an initial step would be for every country in Latin America and the Caribbean to have at least one champion organization in terms of implementing or inserting that industry in each country in the region. In Argentina, we could have CABACE as that organization, and surely there must be organizations within each country that, although not present within ICANN today, may be part of ICANN in the future within this champion initiative. Thank you. This is Rodrigo speaking. Thank you, Tony. I believe that this explanation gives a further dimension to this project. I have taken down notes of projects and actions that I will discuss with you later on. But okay, we have Andres now asking for the floor. Andres, go ahead, please. You have the floor. Rodrigo speaking. Andres, I believe you have dropped. Andres, we cannot hear you. Rodrigo speaking. I believe Andres has disconnected. His line may have dropped. He's typing something on the AC chat. Okay, he is trying to reconnect. Rodrigo speaking. Tony, are you still asking for the floor? This is Tony speaking. Oh, I'm sorry. I will put my hand down in the AC room. Tony speaking. I'm sorry, I do not know how to put my hand down in the AC room. I'm sorry. Rodrigo speaking. You have some icons on the top of the screen. You have that little icon with the hand up. Tony speaking. Oh, but I only have the raise hand possibility or feature. I do not have the lower hand feature available or enabled. Rodrigo speaking. Okay, you can clap if you want. Tony speaking, sorry, I have a numb arm and I cannot put my hand down. Andres speaking, this is Andres, I am back. I don't know if I still have time. Andres speaking, excuse me, on slide 8, Rodrigo speaking. I do not have the numbering for the slides, but if you can let me know about the objective, the specific objective, I will kindly or gladly display that. Andres, are you still there? Rodrigo speaking. Okay, I think Andres's audio is not audible. He is focusing on 1.2.2. He is addressing the continuity and strengthening of the participation in international and regional fora such as LAC, IGF, among others, coordinating that initiative with the other internet organizations in those areas. I believe we could include this. Andres had sent this proposal by email to me. Andres, if you are back on the call at any time, please feel free to intervene or interrupt. And I think this is a very good proposal, so I will take it down. This is Andres speaking. I am back. Rodrigo speaking. Okay, Andres, I read your proposal, but feel free to add any comments. Andres speaking. Well, if you've read it out, that's fine. Just let me know if it was clearly understood or if further explanation is needed. Rodrigo speaking. Any questions regarding this project? Vanda speaking. No, I think it's clear. Rodrigo speaking. Yes, this is also clear to me. I agree, as Eduardo. This is what we do, actually. We have some kind of informal cooperation ongoing already, and I think that, as Andres is indicating, we can continue and strengthen this coordination and coordinated engagement. Andres speaking. Yes, exactly. What I wanted to say is that this is actually ongoing, this is actually happening, taking place. Maybe I can allocate more resources to address this initiative and will surely do so this year. Maybe this is not a project to begin from scratch, but ICANN's strengthening the initiative, as well as other organizations strengthening the initiative, well, that is welcome, of course. Then I was thinking about something Eduardo mentioned. Maybe we could go to slide 10, dealing or showing the strategic objective 1.4, that is to achieve recognition in the region of the DNS industry as a separate industry. Well, I was thinking about this from a political standpoint. If we do not know what ELAC is, well, that's a strategy that governments in the region have that was born out of the WISIS project. It's in the 2010-2015 period now. It includes governmental level meetings, and that ELAC has a coordinating committee that thought about an initiative with observers and the internet technical community. Maybe it's a little bit different from the DNS industry, but it's similar as well because it is recognized as a stakeholder per se. Then we have internet governance associations that consider that stakeholder in the governmental area or arena, and maybe within each country what's missing is to consider the DNS industry as a separate stakeholder within or a stakeholder separate from the private sector. It's a little bit difficult to describe. So, in order to come up with a reply to this, I thought about something as a strategic objective, but also as a project. Well, maybe I thought about capacity building and outreach. We have capacity building for governments and capacity building for users. And I believe maybe an action related to this initiative can be implemented there. Rodrigo speaking. Okay, thank you, Andres. I don't know if Tony has any point of clarification, or in my view, this is specifically related to the private sector, it's related to industry or corporate chambers. I think that what we have seen in our countries as well as in other countries is the commencement of the gathering of the overall telecommunications industry that will later on incorporate IT. We already have internet chambers in some countries. And I think that within this big internet umbrella, we still need a DNS industry section or sector that will gather the corporate or industry sector and stakeholders. Before that, Fatima has been asking for the floor for quite a while. So Fatima, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Hello, Rodrigo. I had my hand up for a long time. So just a brief comment regarding what Andres has said in terms of the political objective of 1.4. Within the Irish group, there is a project within, and in fact an objective with indicators devoted to companies and economic actors or players. So perhaps we might see if this fits better here, since there are no indicators or projects, because I think it is important to take this into account, and this is something similar which is included in the African strategy. So I think that this is important. Now, if we could go back to objective point one, project number two of this group, please, because I don't remember it very well. The objective one would be 1.1. Okay, thank you. Project, I think it is number two. When Eduardo was explaining it, I made a similar comment or a comment similar to an objective that we have in the capacity building and outreach group. And I was looking for that in order to identify, but sorry, but I cannot listen to you read and do all together. So could you please review this again, especially in terms of fellowships? I do agree with the fact of having fellowship for our regions, but I also believe, or it's somehow conflicting to me, the fact of duplicating efforts. We have the fellowship program. We are also respecting the diversity quota. There is a kind of mentoring for the newcomers, and this is the newcomer lounge where we always have new members coming from the fellowship program. And they are welcoming new members and helping them to find the right place according to their interests for those who come for the first time to ICANN. But I don't know if it is good to repeat this initiative or which already exists. I don't have a clear answer whether we should delete it or not. Let's just think about this and analyze this idea. I don't know what your opinions are. And up to now, these are my comments. Rodrigo speaking. Thank you, Fatima. Tony, you have the floor. This is Tony speaking. Is it my turn? Yes, Rodrigo speaking. Now, Tony speaking. Just to sum up and recap, first, according to or taking into account fellowship, well, I think we're kind of misunderstanding this, and I thought that was clear in year one. We are not trying to duplicate the fellowship, the current fellowship system, and I do agree with Fatima, it works perfectly well and it's okay. So I propose removing the word fellowship, and let's talk about outreach. Supported by resources, if you will, just to contemplate this as something totally different, and as we eliminate our doubts. And on the other hand, we continue talking about the industry issue that was the last topic before Fatima's intervention. Well, that is not clear to me. It's not clear why. Why is it important that the DNS should be seen as an industry? I insist that is something totally political. Establishing the DNS related to ICANN's supervision, well, it's somehow a way to relieve the constant need to be worried about internet governance. In my opinion, that is very important, and that's why Fadi Shahadi is trying to promote this. For example, he is organizing in London a meeting with a CEO of large companies, ISP providers, and telcos all around the world, for them to be engaged and to strengthen their participation within ICANN. That's my comment. Thank you. Rodrigo speaking. Thank you very much, Tony, for your explanation. I have now Dev and then Banda. Andres, you have the floor, please. Andres speaking. Well, I'm sorry, my hand was up from the previous intervention. Rodrigo speaking. Banda, you have the floor. Banda speaking. Well, I will put my hand down because Tony has already explained and my question about industry. Yesterday, Fadi spoke in the BBC. And he is promoting these issues of engaging large companies. We will have a special group to strike a balance among the social issue of the DNS, and this would be the consequence. Or these will cause more groups to be engaged in the ICANN structure. For this, ICANN needs to change its structure. But we cannot do much. We just can raise the issue that concerns us, but it is difficult to move forward in this regard because up to now we have the registrars and the registries and the ISPs. They are small in our region, so as to consolidate a relevant group in the industry. So I think it is really important, this, but there is little we can do. ICANN needs to change its organization for these new members to have their own place within ICANN. Thank you very much. Rodrigo speaking. Thank you, Wanda. Eduardo, you have the floor. Eduardo speaking. Thank you very much. Well, I would say that we need to speak about Project 1 and 2, and this is to strengthen and favor the participation of regional organizations within ICANN, and we should have a scholarship program in general. So I agree with Tony's remarks in terms of having kind of support for the organizations. But we also need to supplement this with the search of new members so that within ICANN's meetings we have a space for further interaction for organizations to present their own positions by means of exchanging their views with other regional organizations so that they can favor their global participation within the ICANN scope. We need to pay attention to both things. I don't think we should remove this, but we should also include supported, or the word supported, outreach. And the other issue, which is the internet industry, well, that is a very complex issue. In Latin America, we have three operators, three telecom operators. One is Telefónica, based in Spain, América Móvil, in Mexico. This is the group Claro, Telmex, etc. And then we have Unicom in Europe. They are the large operators. And there are other smaller operators in the region. Most of the industry, we have in Colombia, the Telecommunication and Computer Chamber. Well, this is not the case for the whole Latin America. Because they work in the region by exploding the markets in the region, but I think it is difficult to find that the industry in the region is different, because we don't have registrars, for example. So, and we lost our capacity of having registrars. So that's why I felt kind of lost when they mentioned that objective. Thank you. Rodrigo speaking. Thank you very much, Eduardo, perhaps it would not be wise to group an industry that it is emerging, perhaps in some other places where the market is mature, the registry market is mature in terms of the registries and registrar. Well, that would be a good step, but we have other actions for the promotion of them, and simultaneously perhaps they might have a collaboratory space with their champions. So I think these are good projects, but this is just my comment. And I have Tony, who would like to take the floor. This is Tony speaking. Sorry, I wanted to put my hand down, but I raised my hand, so I'm sorry for that. And I found the right key. Sorry, but I am really a newbie in this technology issues. Alejandro speaking. Sorry, Fatima is saying that she didn't mean they should be exactly equal. Now I will try to, if you allow me, to review the document in order to ensure that the wording is exactly the one that was intended. We will not speak about target and fellowship because they are confusing, and we are talking about funded outreach. So these are new concepts. So this was the presentation of team number one. Thank you very much, Andres, Eduardo, Victor, Hartmut, who is not here, for your effort and for sending us this document. Now I will introduce Eduardo, is giving a round of applause. So thank you very much, Eduardo, for your work. Now I will show you on the screen the work of Wanda's, Tony's, and Eduardo's team. Sorry, and Alex. Wanda, if you would like to present your work, you have the floor. This is Wanda speaking. We'll start with 2.10, and this is to promote participation of other actors in the region. We're exchanging some ideas with Dev, Our proposal basically is this. We will see that there are two big or major projects. One of them is a roadshow. We will see that in all the topics there is important participation, and then we mentioned this in 3.1. The roadshow needs the identification, a kind of who is who in the region of for new actors among the online service providers, internet exchangers, Google, Yahoo, etc. But we also need to look for local actors. The idea here is that the roadshow should concentrate on local actors, because those who are outside the region are headquarters, make companies, so they are the ones making decisions. We also take into account telecom in the marketing area, as we mentioned before. The idea of having a roadshow is to incorporate these new participants as well as other operation topics. And before making a survey, we should conduct this who is who in the region to direct this roadshow. So we should take into account who we should devote our efforts to, or for them to participate in ICANN. Now we can move forward to 3.1. Okay, item 3.1 has to do with IPv6 in the region. The issue with IPv6 is that the IPv6 deployment is growing in our region, but since we have a small internet providers, the complaints has to do with the difficulties that these ISPs were not able to solve. So we are not thinking that here we will have something repeated. We have the AIDB always supporting the ICT development in our region. So this is something important in our area. So I think that we should create a project for the IADB involving all the countries in the region with the support of ICANN, with participation. We may also involve organizations in order to achieve funding for a project to create capacity building in the region focused in ISPs. This would mean preparing e-learning in all regional languages, including other languages, other Caribbean languages such as French, Dutch. So we would have this e-learning method to reach all ISPs. At the same time, it is important to carry out a roadshow for all the topics of this item 3.3, this would include the creation of an alert to all the ISPs about the problems that they will face in this migration from IPv4 to IPv6. Now let's move forward to 2.3.2. This would be to supplement Eduardo's issue in order to improve or strengthen the operational capacity of the CCTLDs. This would imply to carry out a survey together with LACTLD so that we can address the needs and focus on the needs of capacity building for these CCTLDs in our region. These might be incorporated once again in this e-learning program, and we might request financial support to the IADB. So point 3, please. Once again, the idea has to do with the GTLDs. This is the active participation to identify incentives and establish the required connections among relevant stakeholders to ensure an adequate implementation. Because the promotion was really faint in our region before the launch of the application round for new GTLDs or domain names. So we have a few, but these few need to be included in all the possibilities in terms of probabilities, performance, sunrise period. Those issues involve the new registries. So we might include these in the roadshow. Perhaps we might send personal invitations to them for them to participate of this roadshow, and at the same time, we might include them in this IADB project . Perhaps we might need to have a face-to-face meeting or face-to-face program or special programs for this group, and to have the support of a general program supported by the IADB. Point 3.4 has to do with the promotion of security, stability, and resiliency of the DNS. Once again, this part of this whole roadshow that would include security issues. At the same time, it's clear that together with LACNIC and LACTLD, we might launch this IADB project to include the most relevant aspects in terms of security and stability for our region. We have also issues related to cybersecurity. For example, those who do not know, Brazil will have two big events or large events, and we fear the attack to our infrastructures. 2 years ago, for example, there was the creation of a big center for the protection of cybersecurity with the idea of creating infrastructure in order to avoid attacks to different companies or to avoid attacks to companies or to avoid the attacks to water generation or hydroelectric companies. So this has to do with infrastructures that might be attacked, normally attacked. They are protected. But we made focused on this event, and we need more security. This exchange among experiences in the countries might also be the focus or the goal of a project considering cybersecurity. The idea then is to have a formal project having financial resources not only for operations issues, because many other issues might be incorporated in order to achieve sustainability or financial sustainability involving many countries. This is, in my view, very important to involve the IADB in big operations in our region is important, so I believe that we will have a positive reply. And I think we have covered all the items in item number 3. So Alex, Tony, perhaps you might add something else to my comment. I might also answer, or I will answer any question if there is any other question. Rodrigo speaking. Thank you very much, Banda. Of course, Alex, Tony, you have the floor. Tony Harris speaking. Well, I have nothing else to add because Banda has explained everything. So I don't know if Alejandro is online and would like to add anything else. Alejandro speaking. Hello, can you hear me? Good morning. I would like to add the following. This is a point of view they have presented in the working group. And this is that we should ensure the assessment of what we already have in all the cases. We need to work on capacity building, so we might have buildings. And we should make the most of the existing meeting. And in terms of the roadshow, I think we should make the most of all the participations in the event instead of creating a really big roadshow. And we need to send not only an administrative representative from ICANN, but also we need to coordinate with other participants coming from different regions, the government, the civil society, the technical community. In the technical community, we have to strengthen that area. And we might strengthen this participation by sending representatives to, for example, the IGF and so on. And the other issue I would like to mention has to do with political aspects. I don't think we should only work with the projects that we have, but we also need to take into account certain general policies So, and if there is someone else working on this, well, we should try to cooperate with them, and if not, we need to start working on them. And secondly, we should try to find alliances. These might help to differentiate the weaker actors or stakeholders. And if we're going to work for the Caribbean, for example, or for Bolivia, which may have certain needs in ISPs, for example, well, we should take into account that this should be done with the cooperation of the actors that are already involved in those regions. And to avoid negative influence, so if we provide support to weaker actors, then we are favoring the fact of their being weak. So we should improve this situation by means of allotting different resources. This is Vanda speaking. May I speak? This is Vanda speaking. We have also this cast, and that is something clear on the point 3.1 in the project. We have discussed the creation of an online observatory for our region in order to keep the information and progress being made. That would be an observatory for our region, and this might take into account the IADB financing support. This is Rodrigo speaking. Thank you, Vanda. Is there any other comment or question for the working group number 3? Rodrigo speaking. Well, once again, thank you very much, Vanda, Tony, Alejandro. Your point of view and projects are really interesting because they cover different objectives. I have some comments, general comments, regarding this exercise and the progress we are making, and I would like to know your opinion first. And I see Eduardo has mentioned that this is a work under construction. As you can see in the document, we have the word draft, and this is a draft document to be discussed. And initially, this document is being discussed by this working group that we have created. I think this is a good opportunity to now open consultations and to submit this document for consultation to have the opinion of different organizations. For example, in the case of LAC TLD, perhaps they could send this document to their associates. The same applies for LAC RALO. They might or they would like to share this with their ALSs and also the members of the GAC, LACNIC, might share this with their members. So this is to begin with. And simultaneously, we might do several things as well. One of them is to work as consulted members so as to not to feel that we are alone, working alone on this. So the idea would be to submit this for consultation, to share this document with many people. I think that we have good resources within this group in terms of the outreach that we may do. And this effort will be good. When it comes to Eduardo's questions in terms of the complete or full version, well, I will work today to incorporate all these comments in this call in order to have another version that will be submitted for consultation. The idea is to capture all the comments, and of course, if you have further comments, we might also include them, but just for the sake of time and to move forward, I will work on this. I see that there are some projects that impact on the objectives. This is when we speak about financing, when we speak about creating the observatory or allocating resources. Well, these projects derive from an objective or a strategic objective. So if we're going to create an observatory, well, we should focus on the DNS, but let's work on these. So I wouldn't say that we are doubling or duplicating efforts, but that we are somehow joining forces. So if we take this document and if we pay attention to the projects, well, we will see that these projects will impact on different objectives. And if we consider the exercise done in team number three, well, we have projects that have to do with financing at the regional level and financing projects with international organizations such as the IADB in order to promote projects in the region. So this is something important to take into account. My suggestion for the rest of the work and for the consultation would be to function as consulted members, and I would like to take into account Alex's suggestion, and this has to do with the word or with the political aspect. In this case, we are referring to criteria so that once we implement the projects, well, we might know our priorities and importance of the projects. The idea is to implement each of the projects that have been described. Surely, within the consultation period, there would be other projects coming up, and in the decision-making process, we might need to apply certain criteria. So I would like to suggest to you to create a new draft with ideas for discussions so that we can work on these guidelines or policies. This would be one idea, and I would like to know if you agree with me or if you have any comment in this regard.
Rodrigo speaking. Okay, I see you're expressing your agreement. So if there are no further comments, oh, Fatima has a question. A quick question. Fatima, go ahead, please. This is Fatima speaking. Thank you, Rodrigo. Two quick questions. Are we going to have the document for consultation both in English and Spanish? Rodrigo speaking. Yes, that's correct. You will have both languages, the version in both languages tonight. Fatima speaking. My second question, when we send this material to our communities, the communities we represent, are we going to be focal points, and are we going to
prepare a draft with input obtained in each group, or do we bring the raw input to this group as a whole? Rodrigo speaking. That's a good question. It's good that you have brought that up. This is open consultation. We will prepare our wiki, our existing wiki, with the documents. We will prepare that for comment reception. And you can approach that space with LACRALO, with the ALSs, with the CCTLDs, with your institutes, LACNIC, GAC, the institutes, etc. Well, you can be interactive and hold interactions along those lines, or you can just intervene, regardless of whether people are members of our communities or not. And let us hope we receive their opinions, because that will help us have an external viewpoint. That's the idea. Fatima speaking. Thank you, Rodrigo. Rodrigo speaking. Thank you, Fatima. And Celia is wondering about the timeline. Celia, I see your hand is up, so you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Celia now speaking. Thank you, Rodrigo. So, what about Beijing? What about our next steps? Is Beijing included in our comments? Can you please go over the agenda and let us know the next steps for the coming weeks? Rodrigo speaking. Thank you, Celia. Well, as planned, we are working according to plan. We have just one more day allocated, Monday and half of today, in order to obtain these comments. So that's the slight delay that we are having. The idea is to engage in consultations as from the 11th or the as from 11. And maybe March 26th is going to be the deadline so that we can have 2 full weeks to receive comments. And we can work along the track of policies, guidelines, and criteria. And then we ourselves as a group will work the week after the Holy Week. Maybe we can extend the comment period until the 29th. Because we will not be working during the Holy Week. And afterwards, the week after that, we can start analyzing results. That would be the week before Beijing. The idea is that on Saturday or Sunday, we will have a face-to-face meeting in Beijing with remote participation for the people that are not attending. And it will be a closed meeting because it will be for group members only, with a focus on analyzing the input received throughout these weeks and make sure we have incorporated everything and come up with a document, a strategic plan document, that we will present as part of the agenda for Beijing. There's still some work ahead, but we will have plenty of material to show in terms of advancement, progress, and implementation, and the next steps entailed in this plan. Celia speaking. Good, great. You have been very clear. Thank you. Rodrigo speaking. Is there any other comment, any other observation? Okay. We are working very well on schedule. Thank you all for your participation on the call. Thank you for your effort. As Eduardo said, you all have very tight schedules and overloaded agendas, so thank you again. And I hope you see that we have a more concrete strategic plan that we should all feel very proud of, and we should all feel very proud of our ongoing work. And let us hope that the coming steps will be even better for the region. Thank you all for your trust, your confidence. You will receive documents in English and Spanish this evening so that you can circulate them. And after that, we will have a general call. Thank you again. and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you. Goodbye.